Robert De Niro, America is in crisis, something mentally wrong with Trump. By Justin Caruso on January 1, 2019. Actor and celebrity resistance activist Robert De Niro lashed out once again at President Donald Trump in a new interview, suggesting that his parents mistreated him and calling him a mentally ill criminal. He thinks he's a mobster. He's a mutt. And I've said that before. I've said it publicly, Robert De Niro told The New Yorker. And everything that he says about other people, that they're losers, that they're this and that, every terrible thing he says, he's really saying about himself. I don't know what his parents did, I don't know how they treated him, whatever, but it's all projection. De Niro also said that Trump's performance as president has been worse than I ever could think. Cause he has no plan. He has no center whatsoever. He even gives gangsters a bad name. Cause a gangster will give you his word and will pride himself, or herself. He doesn't even understand that kind of logic. He thinks he's slick and all that. There's something wrong with him mentally, he said. The Goodfellas actor also said that America is in crisis and that the resignation of James Mattis is dangerous. I don't see how we can go 2 more years with this guy, he said. The 75-year-old has lashed out at Trump several times in an unhinged fashion. In December, he appeared on CNN and said that the Trump presidency is a nightmare and one of the worst things he's ever seen in his life. And in a rant in June, De Niro simply exclaimed "Fuck Trump" on stage at the Tony Awards. I'm going to say one thing, fuck Trump, he said. It's no longer down with Trump. It's fuck Trump.